The Elizabeth Fry Society of Peterborough is currently collecting donations to assemble welcome baskets for the people moving into the modular homes being constructed on Wolf Street. According to their website, the Elizabeth Fry Society of Peterborough, commonly called EFRY, provides gender-responsive community supports for people who have been or are at risk of being criminalized, while advocating for broader social change to prevent or provide alternatives for incarceration. EFRY has been frequently supporting those living at the Wolf Street Tent encampment for some time. Trent Radio spoke with Anessa Stillman, Director of Operations at EFRY, about the welcome baskets and what they're doing for people living at Wolf Street.
So currently we are looking to fill about 50 welcome baskets for the individuals who are going to be moving into the modular units on Wolf Street. Right now we are collecting some warm weather items such as new mitts, socks, hats, any toiletry items such as shampoos, soaps, small items like that. We're also looking for $10 Tim Hortons gift cards, as well as any snacks that could easily be consumed without having to heat them up.
There are also items that Stillman identified as less common but that are appreciated by those using the donated items, such as fresh fruit, bottled water or other beverages, cheese strings, and granola bars. And if possible, they don't need any more cereal, as they already have lots. If you wish to donate to this initiative, you can call the EFRY office at 705-749-6809 and let them know, or you can send an email to Kira at stepsstudent2@efryptbo.org. In addition to the welcome baskets, EFRY is organizing other supports for the future residents of the Wolf Street modular homes.
Yeah, so right now we are also looking for furniture. That is another thing that we've been collecting right now. So we're looking for dressers, nightstands, lamps, folding chairs, just some items like that that we can add into the units. And if anyone has any items like that that they'd like to donate, that can, those emails or phone calls, again, can call the office, or you can get in touch with our staff, Mike. His email is michael@efryptbo.org, and he'd be happy to arrange a pickup or drop off as well.
They also received a donation of 50 handmade quilts from the Kawartha Quiltmakers Guild, so that each modular home is equipped with a warm blanket to help it feel like home. Stillman said that there is no scheduled move-in date as of right now, but they're hoping to get the 50 baskets complete in the next week, so that they're ready for when the modular units are complete. Stillman hopes that the modular units are completed soon, as the cold weather is already here and will only get colder, which presents a real danger for those experiencing homelessness. And that's why they're hoping for as much community support as they can to support this population.
We can't do it alone. So I think having community support is important. The individuals who are living and experiencing homelessness, it's not something that we can hide away. So making sure that we're trying to do something the best way that we can. And right now we think the units might just be, you know, something for us to try. They seem to be really successful in Waterloo and Kitchener. So we're hoping that it relieves a little bit of the issue that we see in the city. It definitely won't fix everything, and there's still many individuals who are not going to have any shelter this winter. So that is something to be mindful of as the snow is coming, and, you know, we're driving downtown and we're seeing individuals. It takes a community, you know, to house these people and to make a little bit of a difference. As much as it is a much larger society issue, I think it can be overwhelming when we look at it that way. Sometimes just our own individual differences that we can make in somebody's day, it means a lot and it goes a long way.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozuanong.